Hey everybody, welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How's everybody doing? Glad to be back. Glad to have you. If you're new, welcome to my podcast. As usual, off the top, I want to take the time out to thank each and every last one of you for tuning in, downloading, streaming. However you listen, I appreciate it. So please tell a friend, enemy, coworker. Tell somebody about my goddamn podcast, all right? I'm seeing a nice uptick in the numbers. I say that every week because it's true. Hey, it doesn't matter if it's not hundreds. I'll take 4 or 5. I appreciate it. That means the word is getting out, and I appreciate it. Thank you. If you're new, welcome. This podcast is about 20 minutes. And sometimes it's, I feel like it's super funny. Sometimes I'm ranting about shit. And sometimes it's a complete miss. But hey, that's what happens when you create content. But I appreciate everybody sticking it out every week and rocking with your boy. So I guess I'll just get started. As usual, I'll start off with my milestone. And for those who don't know, I have a we have a 7-year-old son. I say we, and my wife is rarely ever on this podcast, but I'm such a great husband and person and a man that I always make sure I include my significant other, my spouse, whenever I mention him. So we have a 7-year-old son. His name is Miles. And I like to talk about the different things that he's going through. Sometimes it's big, sometimes it's small, sometimes it's nothing, sometimes it's major to us. And that's where I get the name Milestone from. I know I'm a goddamn comedic genius. I know, just relax, calm down, stop throwing shit in your house. You can't believe it. But yeah, I really just did that. But yeah, he's been on his ADHD meds for almost two weeks now. And he seems to be doing fairly well. You know, we were worried about the appetite and, you know, the Vyvanse crash. So, but he seems to be okay. Other than when it wears off, he gets really, really hyper. But it's typically bedtime or close to bedtime, and he's fine. He's just been going through a couple little things last week with all this shit running through schools, these stomach aches and viruses and stuff. So he missed a day or two last week. But as far as the medication goes, he's doing a lot better, and we feel better. He likes it. And we all agree, feel good about it. So it's nice to have one thing off the plate, at least for now. Just one thing off the plate. So shout out to my wife, man, because she was really, she did a ton of research. And I mean, she's still in these support groups and help groups and getting all this advice and hearing all these different stories. And a shout out to her, man. She really, she's dope, man. She's really, really dope. And I feel a lot better about my boy going to school every day. And so does he. And it's great. So, yeah, if you're thinking about it, I would say do your research and find out what's best for your kid. There you go. That's the milestone for the week. I don't know. We got to watch the Super Bowl. Look, this is why championships don't fucking matter, people. Just watch the Super Bowl a few weeks ago. I cannot tell you who was in that goddamn game or who won. Championships are overrated. All it is, it's just, look, championships, only two people talk about championships. And one group you'll never be a part of, and neither will I. When all those guys are retired and they're sitting around and they're my age and older, they'll talk about like, at least I won a championship, I did that. You know, I got 2 rings, you got 3 rings. And you're talking about a very, very small group of people. You know, I'm talking like if Michael Jordan is hanging out with Patrick Ewing, Kevin Johnson, Charles Barkley, Robert Horry. I mean, that's a very small group of people. Even if it's LeBron and D-Wade and Chris Bosh and Paul Pierce, all those guys, Allen Iverson, God rest in peace, Kobe. We could no longer be in that those conversations with those guys. But, yeah, all the guys from the 2000s to Kevin Garnett, those guys will sit around talking about, I got a ring over you, you got two, you got three, we should have beat y'all this year. And then crazy-ass fans. That's it. That's it. It's either it's you and your buddies or them and their buddies. And that's a very small group of people. So, honestly, there's two small groups of people that really give a shit about rings. One, they played. They can talk about the shit. They lived it. We watched it. It's stupid fans that just want to fight with other fans and go, oh, yeah, well, we got this many championships. And guess what? Typically, neither one of y'all are winning in life. Let's be honest. But, yeah, but my point is, they're overrated. And as long as you're a good teammate and you try hard, I would say just go for as much money as you can. You know, people give these guys shits for holding out or leaving. Fuck that. That's exactly what everybody else does. If you work at Company A and you make $70,000 a year and you've been at that company for 5 or 6 years, you like everyone there. It's cool. You like the city you live in. But then Company B was like, hey, we can pay you $90,000 a year. What are you going to do? It's like, you know what? My wife always wanted to move down there. It's $20,000 more. They got good schools. I'm going to upgrade my life. I can do all this other stuff. But you know what? No one goes like, you know what? I'm really loyal to this company, man. Let me just go ahead and stay here. Matter of fact, I have a really good friend who would fit in at my company. I'll reduce my pay by $10,000, offer it back to the company, and see if my friend or this other guy that they want to hire in accounts receivable, we'll get him on board and the company will be even better. No one's doing that. No one's giving up their own fucking money to have a friend or have somebody that's a quote-unquote talent or whatever in that industry to come work there. You're not fucking doing it. You're like, you know what? Fuck that guy. If they want him, they'll make room for him. They'll find somebody else. They'll fire somebody that they don't need, or they'll make a way to get this person here. No one's giving up their money or anything like that to make their department, to make their company stronger. They're not doing it. If anything, the company is letting you go to get themselves more money. So I don't understand why people fucking defend these goddamn companies. It makes no sense. They're not defending you. If you get hurt and you or get sick and you miss too much, they'll find somebody else. Even if that doesn't even happen, you could be doing a great job and they go, you know what? We want to go in a different direction. It's been nice. I know you worked here for 17 years. I know that you got a Christmas card from me every year, and I met your family and your kids, and our kids played on the same soccer team, and I got to know you a little bit, and it's not really just a boss employee relationship. We kind of know each other, but hey, man, this is business. I'll write you a great recommendation, but sorry, buddy, we're moving on. They'll do that in a heartbeat. In a fucking heartbeat. They do it in sports, super cutthroat. I mean, one day you're the star, everyone in the city loves you, you miss too many fucking fastballs right down the middle of the plate. All right, you fumble a couple of balls, you miss a couple in the end zone, you miss a free throw, and they want you gone. He's 29, get rid of him, he's washed up. And they send you packing, or they do like your boy Eddie, was it Eddie George? I'm pretty sure it was Eddie George. This dude worked his ass off for the Titans. I could be fucking wrong. I think it is Eddie George. For the Titans for years. He was a model athlete. Never got in trouble. Right? Didn't even have the balls to tell that man that they weren't going to have him back the following season. After that dude did all that shit for that team. Tries to go and work out, and they locked him out of the facility. Come on, man. That's who you want these athletes to be fucking loyal to? And what's crazy, it's a certain demographic of people that talk shit about this. Man, I'm getting way off here, but I'm on a fucking roll here. So, look, I was thinking about Kobe, man, since we're talking sports and money, all this kind of stuff. And I had fallen out of basketball for almost a decade, or, you know, pretty close to it. You know, over the years, here and there, I will watch a playoff series or a few games, or maybe, you know, a few games in the finals, catch a couple season games here and there throughout the years, but not like I used to, where I was like, yo, these two teams are playing on Thursday, I will be home, I'm watching this, I'm DVRing this. I mean, I was obsessed with the sport, but I just kind of fell out of it, and unfortunately, man, Kobe Bryant's death brought me back. I say unfortunately because it took that for me to go back to watching and enjoying a game that I enjoyed for, I would say, 90% of my life. And from the tributes that I could watch, because this, I can't lie, man, it's still fucking tough. And I never met this dude, but I was thinking about it, man. I just, ever since I was like 15 or 16, I've been watching that dude. We watched that guy as a teenager like us become a man. He became a father, a husband, a father. He went from being just this 18-year-old kid in the league that nobody knew who he was to like, oh shit, this guy can play. To like, damn, he might do something. To getting a shoe deal. To like, all right, this guy is, he's one of the up-and-coming guys in the league. To being probably, arguably, the best player in the league. And I was really looking forward to seeing, like, okay, what's Kobe Bryant going to do after basketball? What's he going to do after basketball? For me, yeah, I don't know what's going on. I have no idea what happened. So I have no idea how long this goddamn episode is. Now it says it's recording. It said I'm at 12 minutes, but I feel like this podcast is way longer than 12 minutes. But hey, I don't know. We'll find out. So if this one is a little bit shorter, I apologize because my timer kind of froze up on me. So I can't tell you what the hell happened. It's very, very odd. But I'm pretty sure people will let me know. But all right, so I guess I could end on this. I've been trying to be a little bit more. I've been trying to employ the tactic of you get more bees with honey, but I've noticed I'm getting nothing. So I've been trying to ask my conservative friends serious questions about our president. I go, hey, you know, how come X, Y, and Z? You know, like recently I asked, I go, hey, serious question here. How come whenever Trump does something, the left goes nuts? They get all pissed off. They say it's a big problem. And a lot of times the right's response is, well, Obama did it too. When it comes to kids in cages, deporting people, drone attacks, shutting the border down, you know, the Muslim ban, and a few other things. They always go, well, Obama did it too. And it seems like over the 4 years, that list has just been growing and growing and growing. A lot of things that Obama has done and a lot of things that Trump have done have basically been the same. And my question is, was to them, if he's, some, my question was, first of all, my statement was, someone is lying. And my question is, why are you okay with it when Trump does it, but then you act like Obama didn't do shit? So it's either they both suck, they're both great, or you're lying. And I really couldn't get an answer out of anybody about it. You know, it's just when you trash him, they come running. They're like fucking zombies when they hear a noise, they just come fucking running over, frothing at their mouth, and they want to kill. They're ready to eat because you're trashing their guy. But if you come to them calm and collective and ask a serious question, they typically have nothing to say. And I did the same with my liberal friends. I'm like, hey, what's up with some of this shit? Nothing. Nothing at all. I also asked my conservative friends, it's like, why is it like, you're like, oh, people need to stop, you know, being sheep and think for themselves, think for yourselves. And then when you don't think like them, they want to call you stupid, a libtard, you know, you're being dumb, you need to change how you think. It's just like, so you really don't want people to think for themselves. You want people to just think like you. And I also challenge my friends, like, let's not, if you're conservative, I don't want to hear you, if I ask you a question, I don't want to hear you bashing Hillary or saying what Obama did or what this other, it's like, just explain to me why you like this or why this is okay. And don't tell me why, ask me why it was okay when so-and-so did it. It's just, to me, it's just like, you're not really answering the question, you know? And it's like, you tell black people you don't want, you, we shouldn't be relying on the government. You can't trust the government. But then you go, Trump made out, he got all these jobs for everybody. Black people are working. Look what he did for you. He did this. It's like, I thought you didn't want us relying on the government. I thought the government didn't do shit. I thought you couldn't trust the government. It's just like, are you thanking the government and Trump or whoever for your job? Or did you earn that? And I'm supposed to sit back and go, hey, look, this guy got this job for me. He likes me. But you, this white conservative, somehow, for some reason, you don't have to thank anybody. You can thank yourself and your hard work and your dedication and your prowess, if that's the right word, and your tenacity and your drive and all that is all based on you. It has nothing to do with politics or with the economy, none of that. That's all you. You did that shit by yourself. You are a self-made person. But people of color, we supposed to thank the fucking government that you hate so much, but yet love so much. You trust it and you don't trust it. You want us to give them the credit. I don't get it. And yeah, I got nothing from those people, man. I got absolutely nothing. I don't know. It just seems kind of odd. You want us to think the good old man in the big seat, you know, but not you though. You earned your shit. And my question too is, all right, so since we're all working now, apparently, and we're doing fine. Are you okay with the jobs that we have? Because it's like, when we get jobs, it's like, well, you didn't really earn that job. You probably took that job from a qualified white person, but due to political correctness and affirmative action, that you stole that job from a qualified white man with a white family that desperately needs, you know, that money so they can live the American dream. But somehow I stole that from them. I don't know. So, yeah. So which is it? Did we earn the job? Did Trump give it to us? Are you going to stop saying that we're lazy and we don't work? I mean, it's just, I don't know. You tell me how I should feel. But it's just weird, man. It's just when you try to talk to people in a civil manner when it comes to politics and why they like what they like or choose to vote the way that they do, they typically just really can't answer. They just really want you to trash their side so they can go, oh, you hate America. You're just an angry, you know, black dude or an angry male or angry straight male or you hate women. It's just like, no, I just want an answer, and most people can't give you an answer, left or right. You know, they just want to. They're waiting for you to get mad so they can storm out and try to take the moral high ground somehow, and they can tell people what happened, and all their friends can tell them, like, you know what, you did the right thing. Fuck that guy. He can't handle the truth. It's like, well, you never told me anything. You never answered the question. But I don't know. You blame me and call me emotional. All right, but there's a show. That's the show. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter. I've been getting a shit ton of new Instagram and Twitter followers, and that's been dope. And, oh, you know what? I realize I really don't talk about a lot of the shows that I do, so I need to start talking about shows. I'm coming right back with yet another episode. I feel like I've let you down the last couple of weeks, so I need to catch up. All right, peace.